If the Earth were a globe with a curvature drop roughly equal to 8 inches per mile squared, and the surface of the Earth and its atmosphere allegedly rotated at approximately 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, as claimed by the globe model, you'd assume those claims would be vital to NASA and the military for modeling and building aircraft. Instead, you'll see through declassified documents that government agencies and their contractors repeatedly assumed a flat and stationary Earth. For example, this NASA document assumes a flat non-rotating Earth. Georgia Institute of Technology, on behalf of NASA, the model used is a flat non-rotating Earth. Technical memo from the NASA Langley Research Center, flat non-rotating Earth. NASA Technical Memorandum, flat non-rotating Earth. NASA publication on the derivation and definition of a linear aircraft model, flat non-rotating Earth and flat non-rotating Earth. NASA contractor, flat non-rotating Earth and flat Earth assumptions. NASA Ames Research Center, non-rotating flat Earth. Army Research Laboratory, Flat Earth. Army Research Laboratory, propagation of electromagnetic fields over a flat Earth. Army Research Laboratory, a flat Earth approximation provides the best estimate. NASA Technical Paper, stationary atmosphere over a flat, non-rotating Earth. NASA Technical Memo, a non-rotating Earth. MIT Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics, flat Earth, flat Earth. NASA memo, flat, non-rotating Earth. NASA contractor report, assumption based on the Earth is flat and non-rotating. NASA technical memo, flat, non-rotating Earth. NASA technical paper, stationary atmosphere and flat, non-rotating Earth assumptions. NASA technical note, flat, non-rotating Earth. NASA Langley Research Center, flat, non-rotating Earth. Army Research Laboratory, these equations assume a flat Earth. Even the Soviets made their assumptions based on a flat Earth.